We've come to the end of our talks on the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5. And I'm just going to quickly recap them all again to remind you of what Jesus said and what he has promised us in these precious promises. The first one says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." These are people who are spiritually poor. Their souls have been dead and they've come to God. God has raised them and they are alive in Christ. But their spirits constantly need him. They know they depend on Jesus totally. And they come to him and they pray to him constantly. And they are in constant communion with him because they know that the things of this world are no use to them. They have no riches in this world and they don't depend on this world. And they know that their souls are poor and so they need the Lord. Number two says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." These are people who are mourning for their sins, people who are totally dissatisfied with themselves, totally disappointed in the way they behave, the way they think, what they do, what they say. And these people are mourning for this and they want repentance and they want forgiveness from God. And God gives them the ability to repent because he has shown them their sin and they come to him and he comforts them because they are honest and sincere and they wish their sins to be forgiven. The third Beatitude says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." The meek are people who do not put themselves forward particularly. They are humble. They have many abilities. They are strong. They are strong in the Lord their God. And yet they just live for him quietly day by day, doing his will in their lives as he instructs them day by day. They are not putting themselves up on a platform. They are not wanting to be seen or known particularly. But they walk with God, and so the whole earth belongs to them. Number four says, "Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed, and they will be filled." So this is like, you might be hungry in your stomach and you get filled up with food. Well, these people are hungry for righteousness. They want goodness. They want holiness. They want to be like God. And God says, if that is your demeanour, if that is your attitude towards me, then you will get those things. Beatitude number five says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." As we judge others, so we will be judged. So if I judge people harshly, then I will be judged harshly. Whereas if I am merciful, then I will be shown mercy. If I want my sins to be forgiven, I must be prepared to forgive others for what they do to me. And there's no moratorium on that either. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." No one sees God except people who are totally holy, totally like him. No sin, no taint of any kind in their character, in their souls. None of us are like that. But there are people who will be pure in heart, who will see God. People who have been redeemed, people whose sins have been dealt with, people who know Christ, people who seek the Lord. They will see God. What a privilege that will be. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." We think of these as people in our world who make peace, who stop wars and stop arguments and things like that, but it's not really thinking about that. It's talking about people who seek others to have peace with God. Other people who don't know God, who are far away, who live sinful lives, who are not Christians. Peacemakers go out and they seek to share the gospel with them, so that these people can have peace with God. If you're doing that, you are a child of God. If you're not doing that, well, you need to think about your position before God. Number eight says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If you're a Christian, God promises you that you will suffer persecution, oppression, heartache, trouble, loss. You will suffer many things because you are a Christian and because you're seeking to live a holy life. God says, don't worry about that. Think ahead. Think of what's coming. Think of heaven and home that you will have, and that will comfort you and help you. And also you will have the Holy Spirit within you who will comfort you even in the great persecution that you might be experiencing. And the last one carries on from that. It says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So if you know you're following God and you are seeking to be like him, and you are spreading his message, and you are seeking a holy life with all your heart, people won't like you very much, because you will show them up and you will make them feel inadequate, and you will make them feel that they're not good enough. And instead of coming to God and seeking to put themselves right, they will turn against you. They will gossip against you, say evil things against you. Don't worry, says Jesus. In fact, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward is coming in heaven. And you are in the same category as the saints and the prophets of old who suffered terribly for the sake of God's name and because of Christ. Jeremiah ended up in a muddy pit. He nearly died. Daniel ended up spending a night with the lions. Elijah had to run away from wicked King Ahab, and he was fed by the ravens. Esther had to submit to all sorts of things going on in the king's court, and her bravery saved her people, but she suffered for that. King David faced Goliath. He faced the trouble from his family, his sons trying to kill him and take away his throne. He suffered bad attitudes from King Saul. And so many of God's people have suffered like this, especially the prophets who spoke up and who spoke God's word and explained God's word. People didn't really like it very much. John the Baptist is another classic example. He was beheaded in a very cruel way. But the Lord Jesus says, you're not to worry. In fact, rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. So these are all these wonderful, beautiful Beatitudes. And as we think about them and perhaps listen to these little messages again, help you to understand the privilege that you have as a Christian and the wonderful things that God has promised you. And if you're not a Christian, maybe you need to think about what you're missing, and your situation before God is not good. So maybe these Beatitudes will help you to think a bit more clearly about that. But whatever we do, however we think, may we live for the Lord Jesus every day, honestly and truly, and obey him.